This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. There's a huge new parking garage taking shape at Love Field. It will add 5,000 spaces to the airport. The addition is a product of the Dallas-based architecture firm Corgan. The company has worked on hundreds of airports around the world, including DFW and various incarnations of Love Field. Jonathan Massey is head of aviation practices for Corgan, and he joins me now to talk about the challenges of building an airport for today's demands. Jonathan Massey, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Justin, and thanks for inviting me.
Corgan was behind the 1958 design for Dallas Love Field, as well as the renovation in 2014. How has airport design changed over the past 60 years?
The original facility, you know, when it was designed, there was no security, there was no concessions, there were no jet bridges. You just walked through the building, walked out onto the apron, walked up the stairs into a DC-10 propeller-driven airplane, and it was just fascinating. We had to completely reimagine the terminal and try to keep the hometown convenient feel of the old Love Field, but make it work in today's environment.
What kind of things go into making a functional airport?
You know, the way I describe it, they're really more machines than buildings. They have so many different systems and a lot of things, you know, passengers don't see. I mean, you check in your bag and you really don't know what happens to it after that. There's a whole baggage system and a screening system for the baggage, and then getting the baggage out to the plane is a whole system that most people don't see. Then, of course, everything else, the IT, the security cameras, the announcement systems, it's a complex combination of multiple elements that all have to be orchestrated together in a way that makes the journey through the airport for the passenger as easy as possible.
You talked recently with the Dallas Morning News, and you said your biggest pet peeve about airport design is wayfinding. You know, trying to figure out where you go once you get to an airport. You know, how do you combat that confusion?
When you're designing a building from scratch, there are certain architectural cues, certain things you can do with light, with windows, with volume. And Love Field is a good example of that. I don't know that if you've ever noticed, but when you arrive at Love Field and you're getting off your plane and you come towards the terminal, there's a very high volume space, clear story lights that's kind of naturally leading you to the exit point. There's very little signage in there that says this is the exit. You just know where it is because it's kind of like, you know, here's the pearly gates, walk through them. So you can do things like that when you're designing a brand new facility. It's much more difficult when you're trying to modify a DFW, for example, which to really make substantial changes in a terminal like DFW, you really have to tear down and start over again.
I was just reading about Shannon Airport in Ireland implementing an autism identification system and a sensory room to help kids who can be overloaded by the airport experience. And I'm wondering, what else goes into making airports better for these kinds of challenges?
Terminal buildings are very stressful environments. Many people that travel do it very infrequently. So many people travel maybe once a year or maybe a couple of times in their life. And they can be very stressful experiences. And we've done a lot of research into stress and how different types of passengers experience stress differently. So the elderly, for example, experience a high level of stress until they can get to eyesight to their gate, so they know that the plane hasn't left yet.
I've read that your firm is using aging suits. How does that work?
Well, this is a new thing we've been doing the past couple of years. We do have a gerontological suit, or a GERT suit. It simulates the feel of being 30 to 40 years older than you actually are. So it makes it harder to walk, it makes it harder to see, to hear, can even make your hand tremble. We use this suit to do experiments in our existing terminals and take our architects through them with the suit so they can experience what it's really like to be a 70 to 80 year old person. We're documenting those results of the things that were challenging for those people to create guidelines that help us design those interiors that can more accommodate what those elderly passengers need.
Jonathan Massey is head of aviation practices for the Dallas-based architecture firm Corgan. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.